Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. I'm your host, and we have got a wild Monday morning setup to kick off the first full trading week of 2026.
Wild is an understatement. I mean, you step away for a weekend and the geopolitical map gets redrawn. But hey, the futures are loving it.
They sure are. S&P futures are up 20 points, NASDAQ is flying high, up nearly 170. But the headline everyone is talking about: the U.S. armed forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely massive news. And the market reaction is immediate, specifically in the energy patch. We are seeing Chevron popping over 6% in the pre-market. Remember, they're the only U.S. major with a real footprint down there. Halliburton is up 7%. It's a classic, boots on the ground, rally for the service names.
But here is the curveball. Oil prices? They aren't skyrocketing. Crude is barely up, sitting around $57.
Right, and that's the key takeaway for traders this morning. Supply is strong. This isn't a supply shock, it's a regime change play. The U.S. has signaled they are going to run things until a transition happens. So the market sees this as stability, not chaos. If you're trading energy, you're buying the service companies expecting contracts, not betting on an oil price spike.
Got it. So stick to the equities, not the commodity. Now shifting gears to tech. The NASDAQ is outperforming significantly this morning. What's driving that bid?
It's a mix of global optimism and some specific corporate moves. Samsung came out swinging, aiming for 800 million AI devices this year. That is lifting the whole semiconductor complex. Plus, we have Mobileye, ticker MBLY, up on news they locked in a major U.S. automaker for their hands-free driving tech. Tech is definitely waking up on the right side of the bid.
Speaking of waking up, let's talk upgrades and downgrades. I saw a massive price target on a consumer staple favorite.
Oh yeah, Costco. Mizuho slapped a $1,000 price target on it. That is a psychological level that grabs headlines. We also saw Intel and IBM get upgraded to buy. So the old guard of tech is getting some love. On the flip side, caution on the gig economy. Uber got downgraded to sell at Melius. That stock could be under pressure at the open.
Ouch. Tough start for Uber. Okay, look, we have data dropping at 10 a.m. Eastern. The ISM Manufacturing Index, what are we looking for?
Consensus is 48.4%. We are still in contraction territory, technically. But we need to see if it's stabilizing. If that number comes in hot, yields might spike and hurt this tech rally. If it's a disaster, recession fears creep back in. We want a Goldilocks number. Boring is good today.
Boring is good. I like that. So let's talk setups. We are looking at a gap up. Do we chase it?
I'd be careful chasing right at the bell. The SPY is hitting some resistance around 692.50. We've got a cautiously bullish sentiment, but volume has been a bit light. I'm watching the defense and aerospace sectors, names like Rocket Lab or the big contractors. They're showing relative strength. If the SPY holds above 680, the bulls are in control. But if we fade this gap, watch out for a fill.
So watch the defense names and don't get FOMO on the open. Any final quick hits for the watch list?
Keep an eye on Paramount, ticker PSKY. Rumors are swirling about Warner Brothers again. And honestly, watch the semiconductors. If they can hold these pre-market gains, the Qs are going to have a monster day. Just keep your stops tight.
Solid advice, as always. It's going to be a fascinating open. Let's see if this momentum holds or if the geopolitical reality check sets in later. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose.